Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is a weekly tradition. We've got controversy both on this side and that side of the glass. First, let's go. It's the picks. Nice pick.
They listen to you, Mike.
It's set time.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Explode in the second half.
I am downright hard.
There's one pick missing, right?
I mean, I'll be as brief as I can because your show is incredibly popular today.
Those are the picks.
Brought to you by Family Heating and Cooling.
I don't have patience to jack with you today.
All right, first of all, Roberto owes Sully an apology. He filled in for Mike last week. He managed to go 2-8. Oh, my God.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right, appreciate number two. Once again, That rat bleep Sully got four lines wrong.
I'm sure they moved since I did it at 12.
Stop doing it at 12 then. He tries to gain the advantage. Here we go. My Utes, your Utes, our Utes, laying 6.5 against Oregon tonight in the Pac-12 championship game. Rain in the forecast. We go to David.
Yes, and that rain will affect the uniforms. I hope Utah wears their white uniforms. I'm going Utah here.
Wait, it's simple. Utah, black quarterback.
Nope, I'm going Utah for the white uniforms.
We go over to Sully.
I got a sailboat.
Utah, got to make a statement. They're going to run it up late in the game. Give me Utah.
You both lose. Oregon plus the points. They've got the front on offense and defense to match Utah's physicality. Game two. Virginia getting 28.5 from Dabo and company. We go to Hatchet.
We might lose to the Browns.
These drugs might be affecting my picks this week. So let's go Clemson, also with white uniforms, and they have a wonderful quarterback named Trevor Lawrence.
The drug issue isn't really an issue because I do drugs, so I'm good with that.
Over to a man who loves drugs, Mike Sullivan.
Yeah, that's true. I do. Clemson, they know Dabo's pissed. He's going to put up as many points as possible. They're going to absolute blow up.
I think it's a boat race. I just don't know how Virginia scores. I think Clemson gets to 50. Away we go.
I am downright hard.
That's right, Bogey. Baylor, Sooners, part deux. Oklahoma laying 9. We go to David.
Jalen Hurts better watch out because Charlie Brewer and Baylor had him down 28-3 3 weeks ago, and I think they keep it close this week. So I'm going Baylor in this one.
Get your damn act together.
Over to Mike Sullivan.
Hey, you guys may think that that's like...
The Joker laugh is missing again. Great.
Unbelievable.
Give me Baylor. I think Baylor has a chance to win this game outright. It's going to be close, David. I agree, especially in the first half. And yeah, 9 points. I think they can keep it within that.
Love Oklahoma here. Neither of you two hyenas mentioned. C.D. Lamb did not play in the first game.
Yeah, so what?
Okay, well, he's basically Jerry Jeudy good. C.D. Lamb back for Oklahoma. I think the vertical passing game becomes a threat. And I think Oklahoma exposed Baylor's little three-man front routine with that power run game with Jalen Hurts. I'm laying the 9 here. Let's go Georgia. LSU, Coach O on the mic.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
Laying 7. We go to David.
This is the white quarterback bowl, Fromm versus Burrow. But I'm sorry. Joe Burrow's just better. The team's just better. LSU all day.
It's blasphemy to ask me to wear a condom.
Or to expect you to do better than 2-8 in the picks. We go to Sully.
Yeah, that's rough. This is a tough game to predict. You have the second best offense in the nation.
Long black sausage.
You have the second best defense in Georgia. I think Georgia does a good enough job in this game to keep it close enough. I think Georgia's very live here. So I'm actually going to take Georgia.
I think Georgia's the best defense LSU has faced all year. Yeah. I think the comparative would be the LSU-Auburn game where Auburn was able to stay in it. Georgia's got a better ground game and a better defense. I'm going to take the points here. LSU wins. I just don't think they're going to boat race him.
Look at the Death Valley. Well, Bonus Dream, come to die.
Up next, the Big Ten Championship.
All right, it's Ohio State. Updated line. Sully, you rat bastard. Ohio State now only giving 15.5.
Ooh, okay. All right.
That How doesn't do they move a point in 3 hours.
It doesn't matter to me because Wisconsin lost by 31 in October, and I think Ryan Day is just the truth, and they get it done by 38 this time, Ohio State.
Over to a man who wasn't recruited by either of these schools, Mike Sullivan.
No, not really at all. Ohio State, Wisconsin. I think that Wisconsin is going to keep it close in the first half. But then, once again, I've been on Ohio State train all year. They're going to run away. Ohio State will win by, I'll say, 20, 24 points.
Only 10% of the money's on Wisconsin. Why has the spread gone from 18 to 15.5?
Fair.
All I need to know. I'm scared bleepless. And by the way, Fields, massive knee brace, knee is sore, might be a little compromised running it.
True.
I'm going to take Jim Leonard to do a better job the second time around.
Yeesh.
Game doesn't matter. Maybe a backdoor cover I could see. It's a weird game to predict.
And to the National Football League.
Sunday night. Sunday night. Wow.
Greg never sounded better. Niners, Saints, NOLA. Saints lay in 2.5. We go to David.
Both teams really need this game, but I think the Niners need it more because they're in that race for the division with the Seahawks. So I'm going with the 49ers in this
one. Coochie, over to Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to go Niners as well. Mike LaFleur's offense. Look, I get the whole 2.5 looks weird to a lot of people, but I'm just going to close my eyes and trust San Francisco here.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
I hate agreeing with you two, but I had the Niners last week against the Ravens. I just think they're capable of going on the road in impossible situations. Here's the one thing. We don't know the status of Richard Sherman fully.
True.
I'll presume he's healthy. I'll go with the Niners. If he's not, this is a stay away for me. And yes, Sherman's been that good this year.
Yes, he has.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
Oh, gosh. By the way. So, how about this? How about Sully screwing up a Patriots line?
Oh.
Pats aren't given 3. They're given 3.5.
Ooh.
You rat.
And I'm sure that happens to go your way when it's the other half a point.
How do you know what I'm selecting here, young man?
I'm guessing.
Let's go to David.
I know what Mahomes is, but I believe that Tom Brady and the Patriots have a brighter future in this season, so I'm going with the Patriots.
Hatchet man.
Over to Mike Sullivan.
I think I'm close to giving up on my golden rule because of how bad the Patriots are, but I can't go against it yet. Patriots, close my eyes, take New England here.
Oh my God,
this game scares me.
Yeah, this game's terrifying, and it's a guaranteed loser, but I am not taking what I'm watching on the New England side. They are poop on offense. Give me the Chiefs. Give me the 3.5. Now watch. Patriots run for 200 and hold the ball for 42 minutes. Game number 3, Seahawks-Rams started as a pickup. Excuse me, started as Seahawks -3.
Yes, it did.
It is now crossed the bridge, and it's Rams -1. Huh?
It's a foul period to take a guy's helmet off and swing it and use it as a weapon.
I've heard that. David.
Here's the interesting thing about these two teams.
Mexicans.
Seahawks 0-2 against the Rams in 18, and they just won by 1 point this year. So because of that, I think I have to go with the Rams and Jared Goff in this game.
Over to Mike Sullivan.
You think I coach that stuff? I don't coach that stuff.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Opportunity for McVay to prove he's still a I get all that, but Russell Wilson not betting against him. He's been nothing short of incredible. Give me Seattle.
I'm going to go against Seattle until I have to pay my bookie again.
Yeah.
I can't stand the fact they keep winning. It's driving me insane. They're not that good. I'm committed to it now. Game number 4, Giants-Eagles. Why is this on TV? Oh, Pat Shurmur blows. Eagles laying 9.5. David.
The white quarterback bowl. This week, the Eagles need to counter the Cowboys' loss. Eli Manning is starting in this game, and he's the ultimate white quarterback. I have to dance for Eli and the Giants.
Awful.
Oh, man.
Over to Mike Sullivan.
Yeah, Eli Manning's overall record is exactly 500. He's not going to lose because he doesn't want that record to dip below 500. Giants are actually really good the past 2 years covering on the road. So I'm going to take New York here.
The Giants are trash. They've quit on their coach. Shermer's going to get fired, and Vegas is begging you, tantalizing you, to take the Giants with 9.5. Eli out of mothballs? No way, man. Give me Doug Peterson and the Birds. Last game, Sully got this number wrong. What a rat.
Mm.
Vikings updated line, only laying 12 and a half. It opened at 14. Ruh-roh. Over to David.
This game is simple to me. Minnesota gets more snow than Detroit, and snow is white. So I'm going with Minnesota here.
Nudies.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game?
Mike, please.
Too many points. I think David Blau is at least good enough against that Vikings secondary. I think the Lions lose this game, but can they keep it within this number? Yes, they can. Give me Detroit.
It's Vikings. Oof. It's a short week. It's a cruise control kind of game. I don't like this number.
Mm.
And Blau looked pretty good against the Bears.
They had no tape on the guy.
You shut your mouth. I'm just going to take the 12 and a half. And you know what? Strike that. 90% of the public's on the Vikings. I hate public dogs. I hate public dogs. I'm not taking the Lions.
Oh, come on. It's too many points.
Yeah.
Give me the Vikings.
Finito.
Those are your selections.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.